A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2018 issue on ethical decision-making. Reflection. Gather a group to read and reflect on this issue of A Matter of Spirit. For the leader. In this issue of A Matter of Spirit, we've had the chance to reflect on ways ethical decision-making touches every aspect of our lives, from meatless Mondays to bans on plastic straws to what our spirituality tells us about discernment. Let us now take this opportunity to reflect on the wisdom of each author and consider how we might re-examine our approach to decision-making. Reader 1. To act ethically, we have two major tasks. The first is to define our own ethical principles and standards, and the second is to do the hard work of applying those principles and standards to often very complex situations. Kirk Hansen. Reader 2. Catholic social teaching calls us to subsidiarity. It's quite a simple concept, really. Those who are closest to a problem are the best ones to articulate the most workable solutions. Eric Clayton. Reader 3. Engaging in Ignatian discernment is helpful in two important ways. First, it helps us eliminate those things that clutter our ability to see clearly. And second, it can help us get in touch with our deepest self. And when our actions align with our core identity, we are both more confident in our actions and more at peace. Matt Barmore. Reader 4. Christian ethics, in sum, is about how, as a follower of Jesus, we collaborate in God's work of bringing about the reign of God in a world sorely in need of self-giving love, compassion, justice, and mercy. Tricia Hoyt. Reader 5. Ethical decision-making is multidimensional and requires coalitions of people with diverse life experiences to work together. Kristen Lamb. Reader 6. It is in the day-to-day where we are challenged to stretch, to intensify, to recommit, and to do so in communion with each other. Corrine Sanders, OP. Reader 7. The reform of the church, then, must begin by breaking the power of the medieval ethic of caste. Father John Whitney, S.J. For the leader, I invite anyone who would like to share one or two ways you will apply something you learned in this issue to ethical decision-making in your own life. And let us close with the following prayer. Creator God, through Scripture, you guide us to answer the tough questions that we face on a daily basis. Give us the wisdom to consider how our decisions impact those around us, especially those who are marginalized, and our precious earth. We continue to strive for the compassion, justice, and mercy that you seek. Amen.